Hello, this is David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center, welcoming you to Doers of the Word. This program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God so that you can live in victory in your life. Open your heart and mind now as I share the uncompromised Word with you today. Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you on the radio broadcast again today, continuing to share with you, and we're going to be concluding on the subject of what to do when it looks like things aren't working. First of all, you got to realize that that's the enemy's deception, trying to deceive you. If you've been acting on the Word, things are working. But you've got to see the change come in the Spirit before you see the change in the natural. What are these principles that are important? First of all, always maintain that your source is God. Don't look to other sources. God is your source. Secondly, rely on the covenant relationship. God works according to the covenant, not according to the way you do things, but according to His covenant relationship in the Word, keeping covenant and performing His Word. Be submissive to God. Always yield yourself to Him. Walk in the fear of the Lord. Do not let yourself walk in the ways of sin. The fear of the Lord is the reverential respect of God. You're going to hate evil and you're going to do what He tells you to do. Don't ever blame God. He withholds no good thing from those that walk uprightly. Don't ever blame God and say, "Why didn't you do this, God?" God's Word always works. If there's something that has not happened, it is because the enemy has had play some way. The curse causeless shall not come. You must understand, there's always a cause for the curse. Sometimes it's inherited generational, and it may not be something that you have actually done yourself to open the door. But because of a lack of knowledge, people have gone into captivity. If God be for us, who can be against us? Don't ever fall for that sovereignty of God explanation. God that says that God's sovereign, He has independent authority, can do whatever He wants. Sometimes He'll say yes, sometimes He'll say no, sometimes He might say maybe or wait a while. That's a lie. God's Word is the truth. God will perform His Word in your life. We have a covenant with God. He says, if you do such and such, then I will do such and such. That means if you perform your area of the Word of God, God absolutely will perform it. His promises are for every one of us. He doesn't heal some and not heal any, heal others. That's a lie. He doesn't deliver some and not deliver others. He will perform His Word for every single person. Don't ever fall for that lie that says that God will just do whatever He wants. See, that'll cause you not to be in faith. So maintain faith by believing the truth. Ask for wisdom in every situation as well, so you can see the broad picture of what the enemy's up to. Get in the Word of God. Put on the armor of God. Get the Word in your heart. Get the Word in your mind. Get the Word in your mouth. Get it direct in your steps. Maintain trust in the Lord. These are all principles that are important for you. And rejoice in the midst of the temptation, not in the circumstance, but in what the Lord's doing, because your eyes are on the Lord in the midst of that circumstance as you're praying the Word. Overcome any area of sin. Remember, if there's sin in the camp, you can't win your battle. Sin has no dominion over you anymore. Now you can yield your members unto righteousness that'll bring forth holiness and the life of God in you. Let go of the bitterness, the unforgiveness, all the areas of sin, and walk in love at all times. It is mandatory, absolutely mandatory that you walk in love. You cannot see God move if you're not going to walk in love in your life. Pray according to the Word, accurately to the Father in the name of Jesus, and make your legal demand by returning the Word, speaking the Word, and then believe that you take hold of the promise of God. That's the word for receive, lambano in the Greek, and do it with thanksgiving and pray without ceasing. You pray continually in faith without ceasing until you see the job done. Not only do we pray with our understanding, but we pray with our spirit in tongues. 1 Corinthians 14, verse 14 and 15 talks about praying with our spirit and praying with our understanding. Praying with our spirit, it says, if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth. When you speak in an unknown tongue, you are praying with your spirit. praying with your spirit is available for every single person who has the Holy Spirit in them. If you've received the Holy Spirit since you became a believer, then you can pray in tongues, whether you understand the fact that you can or not. It's the truth. Everyone who has the Holy Spirit in them can pray with their spirit in tongues. You've just got to learn how to release that. If you need help on that, you got to give me a call. I'll be glad to get together and help you on that area. Also, take authority over the enemy. You have to learn to take authority. A lot of times things aren't working because the enemy's hindering it. Take authority over the devil. You've got to bind him. You've got to loose and untie his hold. You've got to cast him out. You've got to resist him steadfast. You've got to speak to that mountain, loose and untie his hold, and break the power of the enemy. Whatever area where how he's working, you got to come against him with specific acts of authority, using the name of Jesus, and pursuing the enemy and overtaking it until you recover all, destroying those enemies. Just like in 2 Samuel, I pursued my enemies and turned not again till they were consumed. They have fallen under your feet. Also, you need to know the enemy's tactics. You got to know how he's going to come against you and not be ignorant of his devices and fall for his tricks. War, a good warfare. Fight that good fight of faith. Fast and pray to break the yoke of bondage. Fasting releases the power of God out of you, helps to release that. Put the angels to work as you pray the word of God. Learn to pray what the word says. They hearken to the voice of the word. And you can pray and God will send his angels to minister for you, the heir of salvation. Also, we come boldly to the throne of grace. We take hold of his mercy and find grace to help in our time of need. Whatever you have need of, get the scripture on it. Come boldly to the throne of grace and take hold of his mercy. It's available for you. And find his grace, his favor, and it will be towards you in your life. Also, you got to be in faith. Examine yourself if you're in the faith. Work your faith. Your faith is released as you confess the word of God. And you've got to learn that when you start speaking God's word, you should know and expect the release of the power of God flowing out of you. Hebrews 1:3, Jesus was upholding all things by the spoken word of the power of God. God's word releases the power of God. And you've got to know the power of God's being released when you confess his word, and you've got to expect it. Faith is going to be shown by you speaking the word, and hope is by that expectancy of the release of the power of God. Also, Hebrews 4:14 says, hold fast your confession. And also Hebrews 6:18 talks about how hope is the anchor of our soul. You've got to maintain hope. That's a confident expectancy. You draw back in hopelessness, discouragement, disappointed, wandering, wavering. You just let the enemy steal your hope, and your faith won't work. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. You got to have hope if your faith is going to operate. Also, be full of thanksgiving. Abound in thanksgiving, it says in Colossians. You're to always be praying with thanksgiving, and then the peace of God that passes all understanding will guard your heart and your mind. Also, watch your words. Your words can set on fire the course of hell, or your words can then release the power of God. You can curse with your mouth or bless with your mouth. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, the Bible says. Watch your words. Speak forth words that are going to cause God's blessings to come your way. Your tongue's the pen of a ready writer, Psalms 45:1. And in verse 2, if you'll pour grace, the word of God, into your lips, God will bless you forever. Also, watch your mind. You got to watch your mind because the enemy's coming against your mind. He's going to try to get you off in the area of your mind. Think on good things. Learn to excel in casting down the mental reasonings and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. It is mandatory that you learn to take your thoughts captive. Quit believing the negative thoughts of the enemy. Start believing the thoughts that only come from the Word of God and by the Spirit of God, and have that spiritual mind on and not let that carnal mind take hold of you. Another principle, I maintain a righteousness consciousness. Don't ever get a sin consciousness, failure consciousness. Maintain a righteousness consciousness, a victory consciousness, because he's promised to give you the victory, and he says you'll triumph in all things in Christ always, praise God. Have confidence in the Lord. Your confidence is in the Lord in prayer. And this is the confidence that we have in him when we ask or pray anything according to his word, according to his will. He hears us. And when we know he hears us, we know we have the prayers we've prayed. Confidence in prayer. Also, eliminate fear, eliminate doubt, eliminate feigning or unbelief. If you're in fear or doubt or feigning or unbelief, you're not going to receive from the Lord. You also can't get in the flesh. You get in the flesh, you're going to give place to the enemy God is not going to respond to those that are following the flesh, and the voice of the flesh is your feelings. Another principle is understand that what you're sowing, you're going to reap. The Bible says that whatsoever a man sows, he's going to reap if he faints not. There's a sowing in the spirit, and then there's a reaping. There's a time period between it as things are changing in the realm of the spirit, and then the things will change in the natural realm. Now, another thing is if you've fallen, don't sit there and give up. Confess your sin. Continue on, get back in right fellowship with the Lord, repent and turn away from that sin, and continue in faith. Another point is check the steadfastness of your soul. Don't let the devil have place in your mind, your will, your emotions. Don't draw back. Keep doing what God says. The Bible says, in your patience, in your steadfastness, you possess the soul realm. Otherwise, there'll be a control operating in the soul realm through the Word of God instead of you vacillating and getting double-minded. You can't receive from the Lord if you're double-minded. You've got to learn to be single-minded and steadfast on the Word. Another principle is be led by the Holy Spirit. Those who are the sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. You got to learn to listen to the Holy Spirit. Be led by the Spirit of God. And be ready to obey Him. Be ready to obey Him. Don't resist Him. Don't be stubborn. Don't be one who is disobedient. Don't be rebellious, but be obedient. Yield unto the Lord. Do what He says. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 1, if you're willing and obedient, you'll eat the good of the land. If you refuse and rebel, then you're going to be devoured. It's important to obey. When you obey and hearken unto His voice, then all the blessings are going to come on you and overtake you. Another principle is set your will. I'm going to go in and possess the land. Set your will. He says, I've set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Choose life that you might live. Set your will. I am choosing the things that please God. I am choosing life. I am choosing to speak the word. I am choosing to do what God tells me to do. And I'm going to press on. I'm not about to draw back. I'm going to let go of the things from behind, and I'm going to press on to the high mark of the calling in Christ. And I'm going to be a hearer and a doer of the Word, continuing in the Word until I see the victory. If you'll continue in the Word, then you'll know the truth, and the truth is going to make you free. Remember, you've got to be a doer of the Word, not a hearer only. Otherwise, you'll deceive yourself. Another principle is you've got to be long-suffering. Long-suffering in the face of the situations. They'll change. Just keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep speaking the Word and start praising Him for the victory. Praise Him for the victory as you speak the Word. Keep praising Him and thanking Him for it until He manifests the victory in your life. Take hold of these promises, these principles, do them, and you'll see God's power work, and you'll see the promises come to pass in your life. We'll see you on the next broadcast. God bless you. As I close today, do you realize that the number one negative influence in your life is inherited generational curses? This is because the iniquities of the forefathers are passed down to the children to the third and fourth generations. These curses, enforced by demonic spirits, must be broken and the spirits must be cast out. We break inherited curses and cast out these spirits in our Healing, Deliverance, and Counseling Center. If you would like personal ministry, please call 268-WORD. That's 268-9673. And now, until I greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a doer of the Word of God.